And what with my piping voice and the clatter of the traffic?
He laid a persuasive skinny hand that trembled a little upon my arm. I was not so old that an old man might not treat me to a lunch. Yet at the same time, I was not altogether pleased by this abrupt invitation. "I'd rather," I began.
"But I had rather," he said, catching me up. "And a certain civility is surely due to my grey hairs."
And so I consented and went with him. He took me to Blavy Vitiski's. I had to walk slowly to accommodate myself to his paces, and over such a lunch as I have never tasted before, he fended off my leading questions, and I took a better note of his appearance. His clean-shaven face was lean and wrinkled, his shrivelled lips fell over a set of false teeth, and his white hair was thin and rather long. He seemed small to me, though indeed most people seem small to me, and his shoulders were rounded and bent, and watching him, I could not help but observe that he too was taking note of me, running his eyes with a curious touch of greed in them over me, from my broad shoulders to my suntanned hands, and up to my freckled face again.